First up, it's one of those military detective stories that sends a bit of a shiver down your spine. It's the incredible story of seven Australian soldiers who were found buried in a mass grave in France. They had been killed during the 1916 Battle of Fromelles and were discovered in the mass grave in 2007. One of them was the great uncle of my first guest this morning, Joan Grawls. Good morning to you, Joan.
Good morning, Gary.
Really appreciate you joining us today. Can I ask you just straight off, what did you know about Private Alfred William Ansell, who used the alias of Fitch?
We only knew just that he was lost. The other brothers, there were two other brothers. One was my grandfather. He came back. The other brother perished 3 days before the war ended. So we only ever knew that he was missing, that Alfred was missing.
Did you have any sense of perhaps the fact that there was an effort underway to try and identify the people that had been discovered in this mass grave in 2007, that may give you some sort of resolution, or did you have no idea at all about that?
No, we sort of wondered, like we always wondered, and we checked all the military records, and we realised that he might be there, but we didn't know.
What was that like for a family, just all those years of uncertainty about what his fate was and where he might be?
Oh, look, it must have been terrible for my grandparents and for the great-grandparents, just as young children as we were. It was talked about, but not a lot. My grandfather always went to the Dawn Service. He had a lot of injuries from his time, had mustard gas, and he had always had ill health his whole life. But he always went to the Dawn Service, and that would be why, I'd say.
So just tell our listeners what happens that changes everything for you and your family.
Well, personally, my husband and I went over to France in 2019, and I booked a battleground tour, and I sent all the information about the two brothers, and they were able to locate one of them, and I went to his gravesite in Adelaide Cemetery in Villers Bretonneux, and the other one, they did some investigating, and they thought maybe he could be one of the ones that was discovered in Pheasant Wood. And from then on, it just sort of snowballed. We got in touch with the Fromelles Association. They asked for DNA for the family that we could get in touch with. Then became the long wait. And every couple of years, they would announce more soldiers had been identified, but not our fellow. And then it kept going on and on. And in the end, we sort of probably gave up a bit of hope and thought, oh, well, we're just never going to find anything. And then out of the blue, on Sunday evening, I got a phone call from a non-identified number. And, of course, whenever you get one of those numbers, you sort of think,
yes.
Oh, heavens, it's a scam.
Yep.
Should I answer it or should I delete it? But I did answer it quietly, and I said hello. And Major David Wilson said the whole story. And honestly, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe that they finally identified Alfred. So it was a really surreal moment.
How did he explain it to you, out of interest? I mean, what?
Yes, he just said that, just wanted to let you know that the DNA we've discovered Alfred, and there's a match, and he's going to be reinterred. They do a special ceremony on the 19th of July, and you are welcome to go over there and join them if you can.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, but just keep in mind, the Olympic Games are on.
Yeah. So. Yes, he's right there. When you said 19th of July, I thought it's going to be busy in France.
Very close, isn't it?
So, does it seem real that, you know, all these years on, it was 108 years on, they've been able to do this?
It, it's really amazing. And I think the members of the family that we've been able to sort of reconnect with, because over the years you sort of, you know, you don't sort of keep up with everybody in the family, but the ones that I've reconnected with, it's that we're all the same. We all just are so happy and just in disbelief, really.
So,
and very pleased at what they've done.
So he explained to you what that process will be on July 19. So to put that into context, there will be a place, if it's not then, there will be a place that you could go and your family members could go and you'll see his name.
Yes, that's right. We will be able to go to the cemetery there, and we'll be able to see his grave site. And we've been asked to put together some words for the headstone. And so we've got to keep sort of liaise with the other family members to find something that's suitable for it. But yes, it's all just happened in the last few days, and it's
surreal.
Yeah, it's all surreal, but it's just so great that they could do that, and what wonderful technology that we have these days that they can do such things.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's basically filling in a massive piece of a jigsaw puzzle that so many families would have gone through, a bit like yourself, trying to find. Do you think you'll make the trip? I mean, I know it's the Olympics, but what do you think you'll do? Because I mean, it would be something, I don't know, my heart's telling me I would kind of want to. It's not as easy as that because of the logistics and what's happening in the country at that time. But are you feeling like it?
A little bit. Yeah, I definitely would love to go and just toying with the idea.
Yeah.
And, it's a couple more days and I'll work it out. But we know now, if we do go, even if we don't go over there for the special ceremony, we know that there's somewhere where we can go. We've seen the brother.
Yep.
He's in Adelaide Cemetery.
Yep.
And so now we can go and see him. So at least we know it will always be there for the rest of the family over the years.
Indeed. And like I said, it's just, you know, a name that gets spoken about and to now know, to confirm what happened to him, and to now know where his last resting place was, and the fact that he will be honoured in the way that he deserves to be. It must be a really emotional and extraordinary time for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's just, I mean, he's one of, you know, hundreds and thousands.
Exactly.
It's just surreal, really, surreal.
Well, let us know. We'll keep in touch and let us know if you make that trip, because I think getting your reflections on going there and being part of that would be great.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have, as I said, we have been over there and in that area of Villesbrett now. It's the Australians are very highly thought of, which you probably already know that.
Yep.
There's so much love and thought for the soldiers that helped them out so much during those early years in the First World War. So
significant part of the world for Australia.
That's right. So if anyone can go, you should go because it's really worthwhile.
Yeah, no, well said. We're going to be speaking to one of the federal government ministers there a little bit later on. Thanks very much for taking us through the story. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gary. I appreciate the call.
No problem, Joan.